everybody. It's been a while. Admittedly, I have taken a bit of a hiatus. Sometimes that's what you need. And I apologize for those that have been expecting a new episode. It was not my choice It was my choice to take a little bit of a break. Sometimes you need a bit of a break to kind of reassess things and really kind of take a step back, because there's just been a lot going on. But without further ado, let me jump right into it, because you know and you love this sound. I am your unrestricted beer league free agent, fantasy football waiver wire warrior. I am the one, the only retired softball legend, Laces Out Finkel. And I'm back. I don't know for how long. I don't know for how many episodes, but I'm back for right now. So I come to you, the people, on this day, July 22nd, 2019, it is roughly 8:55 p.m. I have been binge-watching a show called QB1, Beyond the Lights. It's on Netflix. And I guarantee you, if you listen to this podcast, you have Netflix. If you are a football fan, go check it out. It's a fantastic documentary series on the first season. Follows more or less the top three high school quarterbacks in the nation that have already committed to schools in their senior season. It follows their day-to-day. It kind of gives you an inside look at what it's like to be those kids and what it's like to more or less, I don't want to say go through the motions of your senior year of high school, but to a degree, go through the motions of your senior year of high school when you are a college committed quarterback. The second season I just started, I'm only 6 minutes in, and I thought to myself, I have not done a podcast in quite some time, and people have been asking about it. So I kind of want to catch you up on what's going on with the Laces Out Finkel, quote unquote, finger quotations in the air, Laces Out Finkel movement. The whole series behind it. So basically, a few things have happened since the last time I talked. I was at the new job. I'm still there. It's a job. It's a stepping stone. I'm very comfortable admitting that it's not a career move. I don't want to be in this industry that I'm in right now for an extended period of time, but I appreciate the opportunity that I have, and I'm going to make the most of it while I have it. In that time, as I've stated before, I now cover the Dallas Stars for a small website, sports website, under the umbrella of Blue HQ Media. It's called Sports Media Pass. You can find it at sportsmediapass.com. There is an app under the same name, Sports Media Pass. Go check it out. If you have not read some of my articles, I would highly suggest that you do. I would very much appreciate it. I would appreciate your feedback. I would very much like to hear what you think of the wording and how it kind of flows. It's my first attempt at sports journalism. There are a couple of things in the works to further that, one of which is getting credentials to both the Allen Americans, the ECHL affiliate of the Minnesota Wild. So think of it as double A. It's the double A comparison in minor league baseball to the NHL. So trying to get credentials to them to maybe bring you guys live interviews or give you, you know, just the journalist's standpoint of a one-on-one interview with some of the players, the athletes, the skaters for the Allen Americans. Some kids that you may see up in the NHL playing for the Minnesota Wild or many of the other storied franchises in the NHL. And then obviously the pinnacle, the sort of Everest of getting credentials for me personally as a sports journalist now, is getting credentials for the Dallas Stars. Now, this is all tentative. I do not know if it's going to happen. I will be very extremely grateful for the opportunity if I am allowed to get these credentials and hopefully bring you more inside stories from both franchises, Allen and or Dallas. That being said, I'm also branching out a little bit. I have been afforded the opportunity to possibly cover high school football for the Dallas Morning News, and that's an exciting development for me. Now, I will completely and honestly admit to you all that the sport of choice for me is hockey. If I had it my way, I would follow high school hockey, I would follow college hockey, I would follow professional, minor leagues, any semi-pro. That's the sport. That's the one sport that has ignited the passion that I've always had inside of me, but has really brought me to where I am today and really where I want to go. But I also, as a sports journalist, want to bring all of you the most inside as possible. Now, I grew up watching football. I played it in middle school. I have a decent arm. I'm not here to toot my own horn, but I can toss the pigskin over that mountain over there. No big deal. I'm like the Patrick Mahomes of Christina Lane. That's the street I grew up on, for those of you that don't know. I was probably the only kid that would throw the football. Regardless, I was the Pat Mahomes of Christina Lane. So I'm definitely going to take the opportunity if it is presented to me. And as some of you did see yesterday on my Facebook, if you do not follow me, I suggest you do. Same with my Twitter. I'm gonna try to start condensing my social media down to Twitter and my Facebook group page, The Laces Out Finkel Show on Facebook. You can find it. You can follow me. But I really want to try and get more acclimated to Twitter, try to accumulate more followers on Twitter, because I feel like it's a better social media platform to branch my brand out and to branch out to other fans from around the nation for different teams, different sports, and different point of views. So that's something that I'm going to try to start integrating. And if you don't have a Twitter, I would recommend you get one. It's really not difficult to use. It's simple. It's self-taught, and if you are above or beyond being self-taught about social media, then I feel bad for you, son, because I've got 99 problems, but social media ain't one. So I would definitely recommend giving it a shot, because I really want to start shifting my focus towards that. So, but yeah, I have the opportunity to cover high school football on Friday nights. I would assume starting in September all the way through Christmas. And we'll see where that takes me. But what I was getting to, as some of you saw on my personal Facebook page, I have been assigned the North Texas Mean Green football team. Now, I do believe that there are going to be credentials along with that one, so I will be afforded the opportunity to watch these games. And I will be completely honest with most of you, if not all of you, because whoever listens, all of you, I am not familiar with college football like I should be, especially being from Texas. I have told many people throughout the years that I don't feel like I belong in Texas because football is not my favorite sport. I don't like country music. I don't care for the summers. But yet, here I am, because guess what? There are no state taxes, and I like that. So, my family. Obviously, my family's here. My friends are here. It's hard to leave your unit. But, yeah, football is not my thing. But I'm damn sure going to make it my thing. I will do everything in my power to gain the knowledge and gain the basically schemes for each team coming in that week. But yeah, there is a kid out of University of North Texas by the name of Mason Fine. He's the quarterback. And I have been told by a couple of people so far that he is an NFL-type quarterback. But he just doesn't have the size. So we'll see how that goes. I've heard that he puts up numbers and he's an electric quarterback. I'm very excited to learn more about him and all of the North Texas Mean Green. So we will definitely be touching on that. I will definitely be attending some of those games and hopefully getting acclimated with that lifestyle even more. When I started the podcast, when I started doing all of this, I never really expected to get the opportunity to write for any type of website, big or small. And when I did find this opportunity and I reached out and I was given the chance to do this, it lit a fire in me. And it showed me that this is what I want to do. This is why I was put here on this earth, is to talk to you, to have fun, but to talk to you about sports, particularly hockey, because it's what I'm most passionate about. Another update that I have for everyone, 105.3 The Fan is a local affiliate, a local sports station here in the Dallas-Fort Worth Metroplex. And they ran a small competition called the Fan Phenom. Now, the Fan Phenom afforded people the opportunity to sit in and record segments with one of their on-air personalities and their VP of radio operations. And yeah, you more or less were auditioning for a position to have a spot on the weekends and be contracted by 105.3. And I went to, I saw this, now this is a yearly thing, and I saw it last year, and I, you know, I told myself I would do it, and I said, you know, this looks like fun, you could probably excel at this, you should definitely give it a shot. And this is before I'd really become comfortable on the mic, this is before the podcast that I had started with Shelby, and then continued myself, and then kind of branched out with other people. This was something that I had not really taken a dive into. So it was something different for me. And I'm glad I didn't do it last year because I wasn't comfortable. I wasn't as comfortable on the mic as I am now. And don't get me wrong, I was nervous. My heart rate was accelerated. I could tell that I was in my element, but I was also so hungry and I wanted it so bad that I started to psych myself out. And then I sat down for the first audition, and it went on for about 5 minutes, and the words just started to pour. I took notes pretty much that entire day. It was very difficult to focus on work. I had one task in mind, and that was to get as much information on paper and relay it to the listener or relay it in that audition as humanly possible. And so when I sat down and I had the notes in front of me, and I had seen a couple of guys go before me, and they did relatively decent jobs. There were some guys that were better than others. There were some that were more robotic than others. And then there were some that were just bad. And I felt terrible for them because I think that they thought it was going to be a lot easier than it was. But I sat down and I had the VP of radio operations to my right. I had the gentleman by the name of Chris Arnold to my left, who is the in-house voice for the Dallas Mavericks. If you've ever gone to a Mavericks game and you hear someone talking about all the wonderful food they have for sale or all the things that they have going on in the game, you can buy this t-shirt and yada, yada, yada. That's Chris Arnold. So I had Gavin Spittle on my right, who is the VP of radio operations. And I'd say we are friends at this point. I would say we've eclipsed the acquaintance stage, and we are friends now. And he's a great guy. He basically is the guy who oversees all the on-air activity for 105.3 The Fan, and he does a damn good job at it. I will say that I'm a Tolo. I'm a fan. I love the station. I love the people there. I've been afforded the opportunity to sit in on a couple of the KNC Masterpiece shows, which is their late-night show. Unfortunately, due to the Rangers having late-night games in Seattle this week, you won't be able to hear them as much. You'll be able to hear them from 7 to 8:30. But I went the first time and the words just poured out of my mouth, and I felt very comfortable. I felt good. I felt really good. There was a little bit of improv in there, and it felt right. It felt like, wow, okay, this is something real. This is something that I'm good at stuff. And then I'm personally, I feel great at stuff. Not to sound too cocky, but whatever. And you know, Gavin said, you know, hey, these are a couple of the things that you could have done better. These are a couple of words that I felt that you mispronounced. And, you know, okay, cool, awesome. Yeah, I'll fix it. And came back to the finale, which was at a Hero Bar. That's that new bar in Victory Plaza. If you have not gone, check it out. It's a pretty badass little spot. And that was a little bit more it was almost overwhelming because there were a lot more people there. When I did this the first time, I did this at a bar in Deep Ellum, and I think there were only about 15 or 16 people that signed up. So I was allowed to go for, or I would say, a solid 5 minutes. And this time I had written down notes for a 5 minute segment. Unfortunately, there were probably around 70 people that tried out at this finale, and we were only getting 2.5 minute segments. So I kind of had to think on the fly. When I was about halfway through, I got the 1 minute mark from Gavin. It was Chris Arnold again to my left, Gavin to my right. And Ben and Skin had been on before me, and they, you know, they did their thing. Those guys are seasoned veterans. There's a reason that they're one of the best radio shows, not just in Dallas-Fort Worth, but I would argue in the nation when it comes to that kind of sports talk / lifestyle radio. And I get up, I sit down, and like I said, I go through half the notes thinking, okay, I've got another 2.5 minutes, and he puts up the 1 minute warning, and I'm like, okay, it's go time. So I really crashed into the last two pieces that I needed to cover, I've shared with some people what Gavin told me after that. I won't say it here on the podcast, in the event that he does listen, or you know, in the future, this is something that someone listens to afford me a job opportunity. But it was something that, the fire had started, and what Gavin told me was like pouring gasoline on that open flame. And that's when the triggers, that's when it started to go. And I said, this is it. This is what you're supposed to do. This is why you're here. This is what you were put on this earth for. You will do this at some point in your life. And yeah, so that happened. I felt extremely comfortable. I felt pretty damn confident. I thought, okay, this is it. This is going to be your little break. This is going to be your little break that turns into a big break. And I am sad to say that it was not the break that I thought it was going to be. I did not get the opportunity, but I got something much more valuable. I now have a purpose. All of this has been leading up to that moment. All of the articles, which there aren't a lot of articles so far. I get it. There are only about, I want to say, 8 or 9. But I mean, that is just the tip of the iceberg. But the articles that I had written, starting the podcast with Shelby, branching off and doing my own thing, bringing people in every once in a while to talk to, getting more comfortable doing an interview type podcast, recording one live segment with Nikki B, Nikki Bad Boy B, all of that, and then just the branching out and actually taking the chance and going and sitting down and doing those mock interviews with the opportunity to get a job with 105 Through the Fan. All of that was leading up to that moment when Gavin said those words to me and the fire had been ignited. That was it. That was the moment that I had been working up towards. And now I was hungry before that last mock interview. I'm starving now. I'm absolutely starving. And you better believe that everything that I do from here on out is going to be directed towards making my dream come true of being on a syndicated radio show, being a professional, whatever you want to call it, podcaster, sports media figure, sports media personality. I will do what it takes to achieve that goal. And that's something that I'm extremely excited about, because I really cannot tell you the last time I had a goal like that. I've had goals here and there, like I want to learn to play hockey, which is still coming along. It's still, I'm doing better every time I step on the ice, skate on the ice, whatever you want to call it. That being said, I am an unrestricted beer league free agent, not a big deal. But I now feel like I have a purpose, and that's something for, I would say, the better part of my life, I did not feel like I had. I did not feel like I had a purpose. Or maybe the whole thing was, my whole purpose was finding my purpose, and now I've found that purpose. So the purpose is there. The drive is there. And I'm extremely grateful for everyone that has reached out along the way. I'm extremely grateful for my family, because they have been extremely supportive. And I'm grateful for my friends who constantly ask, how's it going? What's new? What can we do to help? I'm extremely grateful for all of that, because without that, I would not be where I'm at now. So, you know, I have done a couple of these updates. I've done a couple of these kind of sit-ins where I just want to catch you up with things, but I want to do it through the microphone because practice makes perfect. I didn't have a script. I don't have any notes today for you guys. I just really wanted to come at you with the raw, straight from the heart. This is where I'm at. This is what I want to do. So thanks for your time. Thanks for your ears. And I look forward to what the future holds. I can't wait to take you guys along for the ride. And yeah, check out my Facebook, Laces Out Finkel Show, The Laces Out Finkel Show. Check out my Twitter, at Laces Out Finkel. Check out my website. I guess you could say it's my website. It's a little bit long, but I'll put the link in the description. But for sake of saying it out loud, it's sportsmediapass.com/author/Jeffrey, Jeffery hyphen Fink, Fink /. I'll put that in the link. So thank you guys for everything. And we've only just started. So, you know, catch you on the flip side.